Blog Talk Radio.
I am thinking life coaching, wellness coaching, and divorce coaching, real true wide on self-love, the ultimate key to wellness, rekindling a flame. And that rekindling a flame is this flame of self-love for yourself and then affirming that I am somebody and I have nobody to be played with. So when we think about this, we're live and on air. So you guys may call in at 515-602-9765. It's been posted on Facebook. It's been posted on Twitter. So you may follow us on Twitter. And that is Dr. Diva Coaching, INTC Coaching, and Team World Online. And if you go to the website, it will be teamworld.online. And the other one is imcc.com. And the other one is imcccoaching.com and dondivacoaching.com. So definitely call our book on the website. Again, HTTPS, IMCCcoaching.com, HTTPS, dondivacoaching.com, HTTPS, teamworld.online, HTTPS, IMCC.com. Make sure you book your appointments. Call 833-IMCC, 833-4-MY-APPOINTMENT for Dawn Diva Coaching. And then the other one is 833-BOOK-ME-TOO. And you can book on the website or you may book with me over the phone and we'll get your appointments and everything else. Get your schedule and your paperwork done and process. Please allow yourself 1 to 2 business days before you go and have your appointment set. I need to have that paperwork the day of the appointment or prior to it, and preferably a day before the appointment. So that way we can get you situated and figure you out and then also build a rapport with you guys and everything else. So our presentation today, the true one, the real one, is on inspiration from success and being able to self-love yourself into success. And then on top of that, inspiration from winners and people who have been successful in life and things like that. When we think about all of this, I want you guys to understand how important it is to get inspiration from people who inspire you and to get inspiration from people who affirm with you that you can be somebody and whether or not you feel like somebody or somebody's trying to make you feel like nobody. And then the fact is when we think about this, inspiration from winners are people who have been out there, who have been in the churches, who have been through what I've been through, people who've been through divorce, people who've been through post-separation, people who've been through things that were designed to kill them, and they are the movers and shakers of this world. When we're talking about levels of movers and shakers of this world, we're talking about your levels and depths of Joe Biden, your Kamala Harris, your levels and layers of Hillary Rodham Clinton. We're talking about layers of people who are out there making it shake. We're talking about layers of people, even the Queen of England, even if they're good or bad people, Oprah Winfrey, whether they're good or bad people, these people have been through things that have been designed to either kill them, harm them, or make them break down and never be somebody. But when we think about this, you also have to remember there's a layer of humbleness that's next to godliness and then never abusing your power or your position as a celebrity or things like that if you are a celebrity. If you're not a celebrity and you're a civilian, it's the same thing, the same universal concept and strategies of loving yourself and then loving others. So doing to others as you want doing to you. If you don't want somebody doing bad to you, then don't do something bad to them. So when we think about gaining inspiration and we think about being a winner and successful, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to you? It means love, self-love, extended love, emotional love, mental love, financial love, economic love, environmental love, community love, those are things. And so when I tell you guys that it's important to be able to love yourself and be able to understand the layers and depths of, you know, if you're struggling in life, it's okay. If you're struggling, like you're stuck in a rut, okay, we've all been there. So it's time to seek outside inspiration, whether it is outside inspiration after you've done the internal work, the inner work, and you've done the actual mind mapping work and the layers and depth of things for self-love to build yourself up. So we think about a better place to find inspiration are within the life strategies and the life formulas that have worked for people who are highly successful. When we think about that, we're thinking about Daniel John, we're thinking about Barbara Corcoran, we're thinking about the Mark Stevens, we're thinking about the ball-headed dude, the one from Canada. We think about the Shark Tank type people. We're talking about people who are insane levels of success. So when we think about this, we think about our president, Barack Obama, back in the day. We think about, well, we miss him a lot, we miss you, Barack. So when we think about this, we're thinking about all presidents, no matter present or past. And, well, yeah. Anyway, I'm not demeaning them or anything like that. I'll just give them the respect of the year, whether or not I feel respectful towards them or not. I am a black person. I will be kind to anybody and everybody, no matter what each of you have done, people in this and plus that. I will leave it at that. So when we talk about levels of stories of success and being successful with successful people, surround yourself with a spark team. People who can spark you off like a firecracker. And when we think about mere admiration for these people, it's inadequate. You've got to develop a layer of mimicking that same inspired behavior. You need to do what you need to do and do what you're born and bred to do, but you also need to look at, once you learn the formula, you realize that you've got to implement it and you've got to do it, right? That's self-love. That is agape love. That is namaste. That is a layer of ascendant ascension. A layer of, you know, you'll have what it takes to be great too. So when you compare yourself to the richest people in the world, do you think they got there overnight? Do you think Jeff Bezos got rich overnight? Do you think Dan Rennick got rich overnight? Do you think John Donahoe will be there, got rich overnight? No, it took time, it took a lot of work. When you think about people where they started, you think about the Bill Gates of the world, you think of all these tech startups, you think about all these people who created your business, right? You think about Facebook, you think Mark Zuckerberg started overnight being rich? Well, technically, but still. But do you think these people started off being billionaires and trillionaires? No. They started from the bottom and they went from here to getting there from here. And that's just like my school on the bottom. The level is just to the bottom that they have. That's the bottom. I saw it a little bit, but it happened, but I can't help it. I'm actually not allowed to forget these guys. So when we think about the motto, you can get there from here. What's 10 school? Junior college. And then what's will be in a state college. So you can get there from here. What does that mean? You can get there from anywhere you're at. So when you think about a success formula and you think about ways to be successful, how do you do that? You think of it coming from the inside and do it external. So for anybody else to think of you as a success, you've got to overcome obstacles. You've got to overcome things that are designed to either want to kill you, break you down emotionally, mentally, financially, economically, or explore your people who are devilish, evil, and completely sadistic. You're going to deal with those people all through your life. It's how you react and how you muster up the ability to get back up after you've been kicked down and kicked in the teeth going to be fine. So when we think about this, we think of the end of this is that we present a layer of strategy and layers of self-love. And in this life, we're going to go and do that. With that being said, I want you guys to understand how important and clear it is for you guys to listen to this and understand from the person who's been through it, still going through it, and still working their way up. So my guest, you may call in at 515-602-9765. You're more than welcome to call in. I would love for you guys to do that. I want you guys to understand how important it is for you guys to listen to them. Of all things, you can call in after the show or you can call in the middle of the show. As long as you hold the line, I'll be home and ready to take those calls. So I really think that a lot of our layers of understanding ourselves is to love yourself with who you are and live your truth. And when we think about living your truth, what is that? We live our truth when we're through the bad. And at the end of the day, we think about all the different layers and depths of things that are important. So what's important is that we continue to live our life with the life we live and with the life we love. This person will be terminated then, and I will ban you from the actual layers of this life. And I'm going to keep this up. When we think about the layers of what we're supposed to do and living our life as we love and loving the life we live, I told you that I always expect for people to treat me as I want to be treated. It doesn't mean we can do that. Solvatory form of two, these people are commanding here in the literal mind to go in and block and what you said, thank you. And then on top of that, make sure that he's terminated from Twitter. Thank you. But say it was on every line. And then when you like to spam lines and like to spam chat, I will call you out and I'll call you out for what you are and you might be the person and I want you terminated from Twitter, and then I'll report it as spam, and I will block you. So, again, like I said, self-love. Self-love is everything. What we do in our lifetime sets the tone for what we do all the time. So when we think about this, once you learn the success formula, and to ignore like success from people who are like that, divide the people who are looking for attention, just like Salvatore 402. Make sure he's terminated, please, mod. So my mod squad, make sure he's gone. So when we think about this, It's divided into layers of strategies, okay? When we think about all those different things, we think about wisdom and we think about words of wisdom and we think about people who can give us those words of wisdom. We think about layers of people like Walt Disney. We think about layers of Warren Buffett. We think about people who've made it in life. So we think about we got to dare to dream. And then the second part of that is make your dreams come true. So we learn about the lives of many successful people. We think about their words of wisdom. We think about all the things that they do to discover the facets of how they make it, how they're successful, how they manage to make things happen, how they manage to make things pop. And when we think about all those different things, we think about layers and depth of how to make things happen all the time. So there is no fire alarm here. That's a CO2 meter, and the CO2 meter is going off because of the heat unit at Stanford, just to answer your question. So please stop doing disturbing things. Please don't do this every live, and I'm tired of it. So could you please leave my line? Thank you. You'll learn about the lives of successful people throughout different things you do on occasion, right? So we think about the ideals of the strategy throughout the course of this life and how we're going to go and talk about what to do to be successful, yourself, love yourself, and retrain all the blanks in your life. But some people who are habitually aggravating, provoking, and gaslighting, they are absolutely what I call fearmongers, provokers, gaslighters, immature, childish people, low vibrational people, people who do not have the I am abundant mindset, just like Salvatore for the CO2. I just wanted to make sure I didn't even show you those that do this. Like when we talk about these levels and the layers of people, we study quotes, we study all different things, we study all things to reflect on it in life, and we discuss these things. And when we think about layers and depth of these people who are at the highest level of echelon, they don't worry about their haters. That's having aversion towards everyone reaching success. So when we think about a hater, that's a confused admirer or a backwards admirer or an obsessed fatal attraction or fatal obsession type person who's low vibrational, kind of like Salvatore 402. So when we think about this, we reflect on levels and layers of how these successful people put those quotes into action. So we think about levels and layers of resources, and we put our own spin on it, okay? So when we think about this, what does each layer and level of things that somebody says and does, what does it do for you? What does it do for you when you look at your additional resources, your additional levels and layers of self-love? So when we think about self-love, we think about adopting love, we think about making mistakes, and we think about layers and depth of things that have to be done so that we can do what we're born and bred to do. So when we think about all these different things, we think about inspirational things that Warren Buffett does. We think about inspirational things that Jeff Bezos does. We think about Walt Disney. We think about how far an ideal is rejected before they got accepted. And we think about that as a personal person. And then we think about how to make a dream come true and if you have a dream. We think about Martin Luther King, I have a dream. We have a dream and things like that. All of us have a dream. And most of our dreams might be small ones, but that doesn't matter. As long as they are qualities that aid you to success and the affirmations that aid you to success. So when we look at the tips for success and we look at layers of what makes a person tick, we think about all these things, what gives them drive and what gives them to get up and go. When we think about the likely discovery to find our own inspiration, it's hard, especially when you're going through things that look to promote gaslight, muscle abuse, trauma, disability, muscle cruelty, economic abuse, financial abuse, force control, all the things that I've gone through in my lifetime. So I wanted you guys to understand that I'm young, but I also have a wisdom on how to overcome all different things. And then on top of that, I've learned to figure out what makes successful people tick. They don't worry about the small stuff. They don't worry about the promoters, the gaslighters, the abusers, the tormentors, the aggravators, the low vibrational, low functional people. What they do is they make an effort to sit and understand. They go from a place of understanding. That's why you see me use the phone these days, because I'm going from a place of understanding instead of a place of anger and upset. Because in that, you sit and you understand the inspiration of a hater. The inspiration of a hater is to bring down somebody you think is above them, or somebody you put on a pedestal that they may not know that they're on a pedestal that the person put them on. That's an insult. So when we think about this, we take the time to transfer that knowledge to a plan of action and continue to go and have a level of over-jumping hurdles and obstacles or levels of manufacture promoting gaslight, the things that happen to me, like you saw in the last slide. And I want you guys to see that tension line to see what was going on. So I can tell you exactly what's going on so that y'all understand me, y'all understand my place of understanding, and not only that, well, really empathy, but I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me, but at the same token, you can understand it. The people who are incels, insidious abusers, domestic terrorists, or in the message. And when I find my own weapons, and support, the message, and things like that, if there's an enemy for domestic violence, you know, so I did. So when we think about what makes successful people we think about what do they develop for the drive and what they do for the next goal that they want to achieve, unlikely the discovery of their own information, whatever it means most to them. What means most to me is to be able to do my presentation accurately, effectively, and execute them and what will the depth come from not missing excellence but close to it or in a place of love. So I'm operating from a place of love right now. So when we think about this, you learn about how the road to each goal is traveled and the ups and downs for life as it's been distributed to you and the pride that you must feel once you achieve that goal or overcoming that obstacle or that mental level of things that can torment you, provoke you, gaslight you, or make you angry and upset and rageful. With that being said, I want you guys to be mindful and present. And being mindful and present and having your roadmap to what you're going to do and roadmap to how you're going to be successful is part of the plan, part of the process. You think about God's plan. What is God's plan? You think about everything that people will do to you while you're on your road there. Those are the same people who will be left behind. Those are the same people who will not go on that road and that journey with you to success. But when we think about haters, that's what? Having aversion towards everyone reaching success. Or attempting to reach success. And, you know, you have to have a spark to it because there's no other thing. There's always a leveling layer out of self-love when you have a team, right? So your team can be yourself. Your team can be your brain and your body and your mind and your spirit and your chakra and your third eye all in together. And then having the I am abundant mindset, abundant community of mastery for yourself and for others. And when you are inspired, you're inspired by others in so many different ways that when their successes happen, you don't feel threatened. You don't feel jumped. You don't feel like, oh, I'm going to be a whole ball. You're rolling on me. You don't feel like that. For me, when somebody else is successful, I become inspired by them. I'm like, how do they do it? I want to know. So when we think about self-love, that's what it means. And when I tell you guys it's the dopest thing you could ever do for yourself, it's having self-love. It means that you understand that you require a self-building, building block for yourself, emotional building blocks, levels and layers of understanding yourself and understanding others. And when you have layers like that, and you have layers of things that you have to do for yourself to make your life wonderful and a life worth living, you make sure that you go and do what you have to do. And when you're dealing with that, and you're dealing with levels of insult or insidious abusers, provokers, gaslighters, IT hackers, IP hackers, and layers of people, companies, that are failures, epic failures, like I had, and then you probably had to deal with the last life, not the tester life, now you understand why I still keep on trying to keep going. It means that any hater or any person that is manufacturing a level of loss or a level of a fluttering or act of insidious demonic behavior or out-of-order behavior, it means that they're out-of-order with their chakra and with their vibe and their low-vibrational people. Those type of people you have to have that in your life. The ones about you need to give them the police department, law enforcement, or prosecution. It is what it is. But you still do what you want and ready to do. So when we consider a similar path of those that have been predecessors before me, you know, ascended masters, luminaries, people who are of a higher level of ascension and level of beauty, abundance, advancement, and have the abundant mindset of my innocent body, we think about affirmations. We think about things that inspire us. We think about the goal of successful people that they're set their sights on and what is the common denominator. How does each goal relate to each other? How does each one consider a similar path? And how do you move to a point of levels of self-love, the property love, and levels of I am love, and I am excellence, I am black excellence, I am white excellence, I'm mixed up, but I'm learning to embrace the white side as well as the black side. So there's nothing wrong with that, but the thing is, you remember I am abundant somebody, I am abundant mindset, and then I am somebody, sorry for the triple word, say the smaller level of my brain going, listen. So when we think about this, this is your strongest processing outside of the computer, right? So if this computer is stressed out, aggravated, provoked, gaslit, guess what? You're going to have a 40 plus like it's a fact. So when we think about the I am abundance mindset, we're thinking about abundant energy advancement for everybody. I am somebody. So when we think about these affirmations, when we think about those things that are I am, when we think about the things that I like to explain for you guys, so you guys understand the I am abundance mindset. Hopefully it'll play this time. Hopefully Coach and AT&T won't keep this up. And I addressed this issue on the last live. But I want to make sure we have everything done.
Without speak or act, it didn't pick one.
am powerful. I am powerful. So when you're listening to that, what does that say?
I am open to receive. I am open.
I am abundant. I am open to receive. I am blessed. When you are able to give, I am at you.
I am wealthy.
I am
rich. I am
rich.
I am successful.
I am. Do you know what makes you feel? Makes you feel, I am the body. So, when you listen to that, what does that say to you? What does that say to you when you're thinking like that? So, when you say, I am fearless and I'm taking back to the day, you hold on to me, fear not, follow the light. There's a little light in all of us. This little light of mine, I'm going. So when we think about that, what does that song say to you? The same thing. This is what he's saying. I am fearless. I fear not. I trust the light. I trust my process. So, sir, my divorce may be depressed for a while, but God helped me through it. Of course, because let me tell you something. God's plan is a greater plan more than your divorce. And with divorce, divorce can make you feel like crap, okay? Divorce or divorcing someone, whether it's financial, mentally, emotionally, sexually, and then the love you might have for that person that was genuine, when you have to divorce, it does make you feel like something. I hope you feel better. And honestly, I can tell you anything, whether it's a marriage divorce, whether you're divorcing a person that you've been with for a long time, rebuild yourself back up. Because a person can make you feel like crap, but you have to remember, there's a level of overall mission in life for yourself, and that is to build yourself back up to the greater version of yourself post-divorce. So what I challenge you to do is to get out and do something. Get out there and date again when you're ready, but once you heal. Because nothing's worse than reaching out back out there when you're not ready. And the key to life is to help you to understand that the divorce might have broken you in the beginning, but it will not be what will make you in the end in your journey, okay? I hope that helps you. And may you, in your divorce post-recovery, become a bit better in your mindset, emotionally, mentally, financially. You build yourself back of whatever happened to you and whatever happened through that divorce. I want you to do the inner work, and we'll do a divorce class and divorce coaching, and we'll probably do that tomorrow just for you, just so that you can feel better, and then, too, on top of that, to help you to build yourself back up. This one right here is about self-love. So this one also pertains to people who are divorced and things like that. Whether you're married on legal paperwork, or whether you're common law with someone, or whether you had a life partner, okay? And if you'd like, you can also definitely book an appointment at imccoaching.com or imcc.com or Diva Coaching, okay? So when we were listening to those affirmations, I wanted you guys to hear that and understand that, because when you think about health, wellness, happiness, and abundance, you have to think about, you know, take a shot at similar goals. Take a shot at successful people who are, what I mean by taking a shot at successful people is taking a shot at mimicking their behaviors, mimicking things that will make you successful. You know, consider the kind of goals successful people put their sights on. Often you'll find their objectives with more successful ties, with more successful networks. So you are your heart team. You are your recovery championship team. You are the people you and teammates. So when we think about this, there's no other team, but there's always going to be an internal circle of an eye. There's always going to be somebody out there protecting you, watching you as you go along in life. So why not have a spark team? Why not have a championship recovery team that helps you after a divorce, that helps you after a bad relationship, or that helps you when you might have lost your best job that you could have ever had? So when you think about all those different things, get you a spark team. Get you a divorce recovery team. Get you a post-separation for actually making it through your divorce. So I'm telling you, guys, and this is for you, Keys to Life. I want you guys to understand this. I speak to everybody while I'm doing my coaches and things like that. So I want to shout you out. Everybody follow Keys to Life. Make sure you guys do that and follow and keep them up and going and upbeat and things like that. So shout out to Keys_to_life. So make sure you guys follow them, and make sure you guys keep them up and going on their Twitter, okay? So So when we think about our overall mission, perhaps our goal is happiness while we're having other cases of things and having them in our life. And sometimes the worst-case scenario sometimes can make us feel that kind of way. And it can make us feel like we're still a loser, or it'll make us feel like, dang, you know, oh, I feel over a little more here, you know. And I don't want you guys to feel that way. I want to give you guys the keys, the strategies, and things to help you guys out. Because having self-love for yourself is the toughest thing you can do. And then ever do for yourself. And then rekindling plan for your life is part of it. And then, you know, layers of abundance mindset and unity mindset, an organized level of I am abundance mindset to become a better version of yourself. It helps to go and do the inner work. And it helps to do that layer of the work. And even looking at yourself, all the bad things, all the good things, doing the SWOT analysis of yourself, like we're talking about. And then having a self-care and devoted love for yourself is the best thing you can ever do in your life. But on top of that, try it. Others will follow. Other people will love you for being authentic with you. So when I tell you that it's imperative and important, what makes you tick, learn how the road to each goal was attained and achieved by other successful people like your Warren Buffett, your Walt Disney, your Oprah, your Queens of England, your people out there who have made it, whether they're a good person, internal, just as long as you see the external work that they've done and the creative legacy that they have, you begin to realize, dang, you know, if I want to be like somebody out there, I want to at least be like somebody successful who's been through the trenches, things that were designed to kill them, hurt them, harm them, or whatever, but they still overcame it and they became what they were. It doesn't mean the end of their journey might be good, but it means that the beginning of their journey and who they were and who they built themselves up to be. So when we think about that, what means most to us, each one of us, what does that mean? You, me, everybody in this world is to self-love yourself into a place of agape love, namaste, and a level of I am love. I am excellent. I am somebody. So when we think about the other objectives and our missions in life, we look at the tips for success, and we look at how that can work out. We look at the additional levels of resources that we have to get to, and we have to look at the layers and depth of how you look at graphics, how you look at affirmations, just like the one I just showed you. And then it helps you affirm qualities in yourself and aid you to your success. So we think about the levels of how for the tips of success and how to proceed throughout the layers of what I'm going to tell you in just a few moments. It's enabled the success of others and yourself. But you got to do it yourself first and then test yourself. You are like the test guinea pig for all of the stuff that you have to do for your I am abundance of life, your unity of life, your change of life, your change of your behavior, change of your mechanisms, change of your communication levels, change of your speech, change of your mental ways that you operate. Or, you know, when people have reacted with these syndromes after being abused or going through a bad divorce, you know, layers of things like that change you or crimes that change you. But when we think about this, interview other successful people. That's the first tip. Successful people are all around you, whether it's somebody famous or not, whether it's somebody industry or not. When you look at industry, you're looking at somebody who has went through everything there, but they became a shooting star. They became a person who is so well known. So that's a misnomer. Not everybody becomes famous, and not everybody is prepared to be famous. That is a layer and depth of something that you have to get there, and not everybody gets that chance in life. If you get tapped on the shoulder to be famous, take it, run with it. Become climbing abundance of mindset and views. Become that person that's that star out there, a star is born. Remember that Saturday Night Live where she's like, you know? So when we think about that, you think about maybe you and your family are at your workplace or in your community. So when we think about that, that's a good place to start because you're not always going to have somebody famous to talk to or run into. The chances of that is 1 in 7, 1 in 8, 1 in 10, so, or a chance of 1 in a million. So we think about the effort to sit with someone, understand their inspirations, what makes them tick, what makes them get up, take the time to transfer that knowledge into your own action, and your reaction should be a level of mindfulness and being present, and then executing those little steps, those one small step, those breakthroughs that they do to get where they're at. So, you know, when we think about that, that's the first one. We'll go to tip number two. Learn how to go down that road. Learn how to go down that road, any goal that was traveled, how that achievement was made. And then on the ups and downs, contribute to the pride you feel once you've achieved that goal. Once you've achieved a big, huge goal like that, and a layer of a goal and a desired goal, it makes you feel like somebody. So if your goal is just to survive after your divorce, then great. Pat on the back. When we think about that, take a shot at similar goals to rebuild yourself after the divorce. Rebuild yourself after a bad breakup. It's called a breakup for a reason, because it's broken. Okay? It doesn't mean that you don't love the person. It doesn't mean that you don't love your spouse. It means that you've grown out of them. So I want to give you that little advice, keep the life. So when we think about the levels of considering the kind of goals successful people set their sights on, you have to say to yourself, what's the common denominator? To move to a level of success above everybody else, or sometimes to meet or exceed those expectations of others, or to even overcome obstacles that they put in their mind, and they overcame it, so it makes them feel great. So when you think about this, perhaps their goal is happiness, while in other cases it might be wealth or status. But for some people, it is to have a layer of self-pride, self-confidence, and self-efficiency. So consider that all their mission relates to yours. So if your mission is your mission is to be like someone else, even if you take the small things that they did to at least get a small smidgen of their success, then you've done something. Job well done. Pat on the back. Third off your shoulder. So when we think about showcase your skill set, showcase the things that embrace your ability, the things that are good about you. Like, I'm a great speaker, I'm a good orator, I'm a good coach, I'm a good mother, I'm a good girlfriend, I'm a good colleague in my life, I'm a good wife. You know what I'm saying? So it means that there are layers and depths to the things that are good about me. I'm a good life coach, I'm a good wellness coach, I'm a good divorce coach, I'm a good relationship coach, I'm a good marriage counselor. So when we think about this, I do what I'm born and bred to do. Thank you, we cannot be born to. Okay. And it's certainly possible to acquire those new skills. Like, I had to acquire new skills after a bad breakup. I did. I had to acquire new skills to stay calm because I got reactive disease syndrome. It happens to the best of us. So do you think that your most dream, most tallest luminaries, didn't you have layers of mistakes that they made? Do you think your Barack Obamas, your Michelle Obamas were perfect? They had to be groomed. They had to learn how to be self-loving. They had to love themselves. They had to rekindle the flame of their life. They had to love who they were. So they didn't allow a hater, someone having aversion towards everyone reaching success. They had to learn how to use their haters as motivators. So, you know, it's just like that old saying, your idols become your rivals and your rivals become your idols. When you think about this, you never idol someone so much that you want to be like them. You don't know what it is that makes them internally sick. You don't know what their purpose is, but you can be inspired by them. Take the good part, and they start using that and executing that. So when we think about the new skills and you avoid overlooking what you're naturally good at, a lot of us make them mistakes. A lot of us do. I did. I did a lot of them because I had people who weren't my sports team. I had people that weren't my people who were building me. They were steady breaking me. So when we think about this, it's certainly possible to acquire those skills, or if you already have them, you have to think about your talents may be ways to help you achieve your goals. Your talents may be a way to help you get where you want to be at. So when we think about it, it's even a quicker process for you, and it's also a layer of a way to find your strength. There's a lot of analysis. The things you have to do to build yourself up. Find ways to use your natural ability to help others in need or people to succeed. So when we think about that, that's a form of self-love. Once you've achieved, you reach each one, reach one, teach one, and you become a level of light. You become a light worker, a light seeker. You spread and spread the light, you spread the love, you spread the self-love, and guess what? It becomes viral. Don't you think that's right? So when you think about sharpening your weaker abilities, your weaker abilities doesn't mean that you're terrible. It just means that you have some weaknesses. We all do. But don't allow others to expound on your weaknesses. It happens to me. It happens to the best of us. Trust me, my reactive disease syndrome came a lot from being autistic. It came from being a level and layer of deficits that I had. You know, I'm proud of being an athlete. It's my superpower. I got my little radio up there. You know, my CPU is, I'm neurodivergent. I'm different from everybody. I was born damaged. I don't produce two chemicals. That's okay. Guess what? My light still shines. I was born a light. I will always be a light. So when we think about this, you have to be successful and try to continuously get better. And over time, I've gotten better, and my presentations have gotten better. And, you know, even when there's distracting haters or people who do things to make me have aversions or levels of reactive disease syndrome, I've learned to master it. I've learned that even when I'm going through it, I have to grow through it. So when we think about this, we have all weaknesses. So that's why I wanted to go and say something about myself. so that you can understand that I'm an actual person. I'm a real person. I'm not on the iPad so that you guys have to look, oh, she could do no wrong. She could never cut. She never fuck. Yeah, I do. I felt like a sailor, and I would admonish you for bad manners because you don't cut yourself. That's just who I am. But at the same token, I work on myself so that I don't end up dropping that bomb in a boardroom. I do the best that I can because I don't usually talk when I'm in a boardroom or when I'm doing advisory work. But like I told you guys, I learned where I got it from. I got it from manageable abuse syndrome. It came from a bad breakup. It came from layers and depth of being provoked and gaslit. It came from layers of insidious abuse, ambient abuse, technology abuse, force control. And literally, I became new to him. He said, beep, 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 beep. He got me effed up. Beep, beep, beep. It happens to the best of us. But am I embarrassed by it anymore? No. I had people talk to shame me about it. But they didn't know the layers of what happened. They didn't know how it was interconnected. They didn't know why I was acting like that. So the best thing that you can do is have somebody talk to you. You have somebody mentor you. There are luminaries all around the world, international, national, who can help mentor you. There are so many IAM people all over the world who are of the IAM abundance mindset. They can help you. If you're not IAM, it doesn't mean that you're any less than anybody else. You just may not be ready for IAM. That's okay. So what I tell you guys, it's important to make the effort to overcome your obstacles, overcome your weaknesses, overcome the things that make you a little different. That's fine. So when we think about this, what are your weaker abilities? Ask yourself that. And then SWOT analysis and start thinking. Successful individuals learn something new every day. So when we think about successful people, they don't know everything. Just like I tell everybody all the time. I don't know everything. I'm not knowing how. Sometimes I like to sit back and listen. Sometimes I like to observe and learn my talk. Sometimes I like to listen to other people who have been where they are so I can learn how to feel better. So I can learn that everybody goes through hardship. I had to do that. That helped me get to a place of calm, even though I'm going through adversity every week. I've been going through obstacles that are formulated every day for me to look stupid. I learned it's okay to look stupid sometimes. Because that's a hater trying to make me have aversion. And then on top of that, haters are people who have aversion towards everyone reaching success. So at the end of the day, I must be on my way to being successful, completely 100% successful, and scaling my businesses and doing the things that I planned to do 10 years ago. But guess what? It was stopped off from a bad relationship, bad breakup, bad common-law marriage, bad situation, bad people. Guess what? They were low vibrational anyway. Bye. See ya. So when we think about this, we have to manage to build ourselves through it, and God helps us through it. Because when we think about all of this stuff, we have to use every opportunity to increase and raise our vibration, our affirmation vibration, our affirmations for health, wellness, and self-love. So when we think about this, as you continue to learn new skills and sharpen your current ones, you'll find more opportunities that are opening up for you. And once you stop loving yourself, guess what? Other people will follow through. They sure will. So when we think about greatness as a state of mind, when you say to yourself, I am great, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? When I think I am great, I think of a person in myself that is transformative, transactional, charismatic. I am abundance magic. I am black girl magic. I am white girl magic. I am magic. I think of myself as a greater calling in life, to be a mentor, to be a great life coach, be a great divorce coach, relationship coach, marital counselor. I see myself as a good forensic psychiatrist, psychologist once I finish college. I see myself getting my master's and becoming an ARMP, physician's assistant, and get my PhD in forensic psychiatry, psychology, and doing what I'm going to do, mentoring, public speaking, you know, touring all over the world one day, having an international coaching business. That's what I think of greatness. I think that much of myself. That is self-love. So when I think about all the things that it's easy to transfer in your life into a series of incredible successes and events, but you have to go through sometimes a hardship, a series of unfortunate events, or manufactured chaos and disorder from people who are low vibrational. So when we think about this, we transform the lives of others when we consider all the hardships and the things that they overcome, and we learn how to mimic that without parodying them or being immature or insidious, but we learn a layer of depth of how to grow. when we think about this, we also learn earlier our depth of how to love ourselves and love others. So when we think about it, you're just as talented as those who are successful, like I said. So it's a great idea to be inspired by them. More importantly, recognize the steps and the keys of their inspiration that help. So when we think about all these different things, we think about inspirational quotes, we think about inspirational affirmations, we think about how you identify how much talent you already have and expand on that and possess the ability to do so. So when I tell you that it's important to do that, even if you're going through a bad divorce, even if you're going through a bad breakup, even if you've gone and lost your job or you've got an identity loss from being on a job 20, 30 years and you lost it, or you've had a layer of grief that happened to you, whether it's somebody that died from COVID or somebody that died, you know, natural causes or whatever that's happened in your life, whether it's family dysfunction, whether it's non-family dysfunction, whether it's external people who are like family dysfunction. Whatever you have in means of being able to get there, you have to think that every ability that you put in the effort in the process of self-love and a greater love external and showing love to others, other people will follow through and they will do the same for you. So get ready. Dream your life. Dream your dream goals to be somebody. I am somebody. Then you think about what is waiting for you to go after it yourself. You're your own roadblock. Once you realize that you are your only roadblock mentally, you'll begin to push that mental roadblock away, and you're going to start saying to yourself, I'm a lion. I am somebody. You'll hear yourself roar. You know, you might be a kitten in the beginning, but when you go and look at the kitten and the reflection and you see the lion, you'll see yourself as a lion once you start looking in the mirror, once you start looking at your positive affirmations, once you start looking at different things, and you start saying things, oh, my God, be loved. But I am I am advancement. I am survival. I am going to be a success. I am going to be a great marriage coach. I am going to be a great divorce coach. I am going to be a great guru. You know what I'm saying? It's the things that you say to yourself, and you start believing it once you repeat it. So we think about the levels and layers. I want you to enjoy these little success tips, but I want you to get a formula of your own. Something like a love potion number 9, right? It's the same thing with self-love potion number 5. Self-love potion number 15, self-love potion number 20, okay? All the way up to you get self-love potion number 1 here. Then you're 100 locked in from self-loving yourself. So when we think about this, here's what you need to do today. Last but not least, think about what is your goal in life. I want you to think about these things and ask you, what is your goal in life? Who do you know that has been successful in their own pursuit of a similar goal of yours? Interview them and discover how they did it. That's what I want you to have to do today. Can you apply some of the same techniques to fuel your success? Ask yourself that, and then sit there and say, can I apply these methods? Can I apply these modes and these means of doing this? Can I apply this every day to my I Am Abundance mindset? Can I apply this to the layers and depth of the things that I'm trying to do for myself and others? So when we think about this and these questions, we say to ourselves, in every which way possible, I can do this. I am going to do this. I am becoming. You pick up that book by Michelle Obama. Read her story from rags to riches. Read Barack Obama's book. Read those different books of people who are famous. Read Hillary Rodham Clinton's book. Read these different successful people's books. Walt Disney. Read the levels and depths and layers of people who are authors, who have been out there in the echelon, and who have made it from where we are all at. Where some of us, we might be on the lower end of the totem pole, but I Am Abundance mindset trickles down to everybody, from a luminary all the way down to somebody who is down there at the lowest end of the totem pole, but it doesn't mean that we're not on the same level. We're all on the same level. Some people just have a different layer of success. It's just the same thing as people who are playing with different levels on different devils on different levels. Sorry about that. So when we think about this, you think about applying the same techniques as those successful people do, and eventually you'll be successful if they are. So I want you guys to understand this. I want you guys to not knock yourself off of a pedestal and put yourself on a pedestal that you believe that you belong in, but then put yourself up and not tight. Never allow anybody to knock you off the pedestal that you have already knocked yourself off. Those are part of those things for I Am Abundance mindset. I want you guys to understand how important that is. So when you get information and informative levels of things for success and self-love, use them. Use those lives. Use this to make yourself feel good about yourself. Go and start being inspired. And be inspired from winners who can build your life you love and going mimicking them. So when you think about this, mimicking versus parenting, parenting is being taught and repeating everything from the side of God. But to do inspirational things, to take things that they do successfully and use them, and then begin to build off of that, build your pyramid of success, guess what? You got that pyramid of success. You look at behavioral, right here. You look at behavioral monetized management. You look at levels of executing that level. You connect that bridge, and guess what? You've got a pyramid, a foundation of eternal life. You look at levels of order. You look at abundance and unity, advancement for yourself and other people. And once you begin to go and infuse that in your life and the self-love into your life, guess what? That pyramid is going to be like that. And you're going to see it. You're going to say to yourself, guess what? I have built on a foundation of bricks that have been thrown at me, but guess what? I'm standing on each layer of those bricks. There's one slab, put some concrete there, you put that layer right there, you go build another one, you build another one, and you keep on building until you like start looking at your success level, and you look at that success formula, and you don't find a foundation of bricks that's going at you every single time. It's going to close that living glass tower from the first time. But be careful. Each brick that I've built and each layer of that pyramid, whether it's behavioral, modified behavioral management, the levels of executing that and building that peak and building that peak performance, guess what? It's even in mental health, behavioral health. That's why I told you guys to get therapy. That's why I told you guys to go see a therapist. If you're traumatized, if you're feeling down in the dumps, if you're feeling any type of way that you can't do something, if you're feeling that you lost it, you feel that you lost your spark, then guess what? Get it back. So we think about Walt Disney, Michael Jordan, Warren Buffett, and dozens more who've made it. We think about, we picked out successful people because guess what? They've made it. They've gained from inspiration. They've gained from the success of others. And they connected to wealthy, well-connected, successful people. They built on those foundation bricks that were thrown at them. And guess what? They stood on each one of those bricks. And guess what? They built to the top peak. And guess what? Their light shines. How simple is that? So we look at the creation and use of a vision board effectively. We look at levels of use of failure to your advantage. And then also using success strategies of victory, spray, and splinter. Just a simple. How easy is that for you to do? How easy is it for you to feel like leaving fear behind as you pursue your dream? It's easier said than done. After a while, you get the hang of it and you start saying to yourself, guess what? Each one, reach one, teach one. Each one, reach one, teach one. There's your pyramid. Looks like we made it. Looks like we made the peak of self-love, right? But when we think about this, fear not, follow the light, trust your process. And I'll go into levels and layers of how you trust your process. You realize that like a process, you own the fact that things are going to happen, and you begin to build on the foundation of rocks and layers of bricks that are built on and thrown at you. And you begin to become the art of staying calm, art of being mindful, art of being present, and I am abundance mindset. Isn't it simple? So when you're pursuing your dream and you're pursuing a level of pursuit of happiness and what you want to do with yourself, you think about these questions that I will ask you again. What benefits will I receive from doing this? Building yourself and self-love. You'll develop a new excitement for the possibilities of your life. You'll develop and discover valuable and proven success formulas. You'll be able to look at strategies from where and apply it and how to apply it, where to apply it, when to apply it. Then you're going to also look at, you're going to discover how to learn to dream big and make those dreams come true. Sounds like a good success formula to me. Self-love formula to me. Pretend only your planning formula to me. So when we think about this, and for any particular level and layer that you have, is there more to life? Sure. If you make it happen. It's like, remember Kevin Costner's movie, If You Build It, They Will Come? The Field of Dreams? When you think about this, your whole field of dreams starts wherever you're at, whether what layer you're at, what level you're at. So if you're at the bottom layer, then build your field of dreams and start building on foundation of brick. Eventually, your pyramid, you're going to flabbier, and before you know it, modern life behavioral management, level of enforcing it, and then executing it, and guess what? You're at the top peak here. Connect it all together. Foundation of brick, you're good. You built the layers inside your mind. That's where that pyramid should be. Your pineal gland, your chakra, your mindset, your speaking you. So whether you're neurodivergent or neurotypical, it doesn't matter. We all come different walks of life. But why not be in I am abundance mindset and mindfulness of the layers and depths of being inspired. Have inspiration. Inspire yourself. Be your own best cheerleader. Be your own spark team, your spark recovery team. Be your own spark team before you get a team. And then once you start going and doing the action steps, those one small step, those breakthroughs, then guess what? You've built a layer of foundation. Then you have your team. So by the time it's all said and done, you'll realize exactly where you're supposed to be at, good morning, where you can do everything that you have been set to do. Your inner illuminated light will shine out. This little light of mine, little Einstein, that little light bulb just come on, and you're going to see yourself locked in to a long layer of success and self-love. That's the ultimate key to success. To kindle your flame, y'all. So, with that, I'm going to take you guys out of here. And I want you guys to understand, you can call in 515-602-9765. And I'll give you a couple of minutes. And then from there, I will end this live. I want you guys to understand how important it was for me to get through this successfully. And if those of you who want these information, let me know. And I'll help you get them. And things like that. And I want you guys to understand how important it is to be able to have those affirmations every single day. And then be able to have a layer of understanding of what you need to do to self-love yourself. And no self-hatred, self-loathing. There's enough people in this world that will hate you for being successful. Everybody who's been out there in the industry at large who's been successful had a bunch of haters. They did. Only me did. So, hey, no matter if you're a star or not, no matter if you're a celebrity or not, you're still a star in my eyes. And I want you guys to know that. I want you guys to understand why I did this live. This live was for you guys to build yourself up from a foundation for yourself, mentally, emotionally, and then begin to look at it economically, financially, and then also for that, look at the layers of resources that you already have, and then find additional resources and start putting it into place. So with that being said, call 833-ISCC, 833-4-appointment, and then 833-BOOK-ME-2. And book on the website, HTTPS://DonDivaCoaching, and that's called DonDivaCoaching.com, HTTPS://DivaCoaching.online, and it's very necessary to get DivaCoaching.online, and then HTTPS://DivaCoaching.com. So again, call 833-ISCC, 833 for my appointment, and 833-BOOK-ME-2 for TeamWorld.online for my adolescence, my baby, after, you know, and I hurt you all. So, I thank you so much for attending this live. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here and finish up the rest of my day. And I want you guys to understand what I've got you. I am love. Take care, everyone.